Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jean. How may I assist you today?
Well, I was on my Chase account and did a survey and then was offered an Icon smartwatch and Icon mini pods.
Mm-hmm.
And I would feel like I was misled, but looking into it, I just did it for a second time, but it looks like the deal is not what it appears to be, and I want to cancel everything.
All right. Well, let me get a little bit of information from you, see if we can pull up an account for you, okay? You said you did this today?
I've got an order number.
All right. Give me that order ID number.
6428-663267.
All right. Give me just a moment while I try to access this account. I'm press you on a brief hold for a moment. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, I do thank you for holding. Could you provide me with that order ID number again?
6428-663267.
All right, give me just a moment. I'm having a little difficulty locating this account. Our computers are moving just a little bit slow today. There we go. Let's see. All right, could you verify your first and last name for me?
Jeff Rosenberg.
All right, thank you for that, Mr. Rosenberg. May I also ask you to verify your, for security purposes, verify your address for me?
12502 Northeast 22nd Street, Vancouver, Washington, 98684.
All right. Thank you for that information. All right. Let's see what we got going on here. Okay. So you did this today, correct?
Yes, I did it last week, and I just did it again today.
Okay.
And I've already received the items from last week.
Okay, so you basically did a double sort of thing with it, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it offered it to me, and it sounded like a good deal, but now reading the terms and conditions, I see it's not what I was expecting.
Okay, I do definitely understand that. All right, let's look and see what all exactly you did receive from us. Oh yeah, I got that watch. Have you had the opportunity to try the watch out?
Have I had the opportunity to what?
To try the watch out.
No, I haven't.
Okay, they're cool. They're real cool.
Okay, so, well, can we cancel today's order?
Yes, I can. I can go in and do that for you. I'm just taking a quick, brief look over your account. All right. If you wouldn't mind, I'm putting you on another brief hold while I go ahead and add some notations to your account, and we can go ahead and try to get that that cancel started for you, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I do thank you for holding. I don't want you to think that I forgot that you are on the line. Our computers are moving fairly slow today, and I am trying to get these notations into your account. So just bear with me, okay?
Okay. Can I ask a question while...
Sure.
So with the two items that I've already received, what's going to happen there? It says it's a 14-day trial?
That's correct. It's a 14-day trial.
What happens after the 14 days?
Okay, after the 14 days, if you haven't called back and said, you know, hey, I don't like the product isn't for me, it's not working for me, then the company automatically assumes is with the terms and conditions that you did like the product and you do want to keep it. So what they will do is they will charge you the one-time fee for the watch, which would be the retail price of the watch.
Of how much?
I'm not for sure offhand, but I can definitely check into that for you if you'll give me just a brief moment.
And otherwise, I mail them back?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But definitely, definitely try them out and call within them 14 days. In them 14 days, if you feel like, okay, because your trial begins the moment that you place the order. So if you place the order in May, let me see, the original order was placed on May 24th. So you have 14 days from that date. If you haven't had the opportunity to try the watch out within the days, because I know that you don't receive it the same day that you order it.
I only got it yesterday.
Yes, sir. So what we could do is go ahead and extend the trial on the first set of watches that you did get, giving you time to actually try the watch out and see if it is right for you.
I was going to use it for a gift for a couple of kids, so I'm going to say I'm going to go home and package it up and return it.
All right. Well, if you give me a brief moment, let me go ahead and add these notations to your
okay.
account, okay?
Sounds
Thank
fine.
You. Huh. All right. Thank you for holding, Mr. Rosenberg. I'm still here. Since it was done two separate times, it's like separate protocols and stuff apply. So I'm trying to kind of separate them into the two different transactions so we can kind of address one at one time and the other one when we get through. Okay. So the first one that I'm going to go ahead and address is the order that you placed today.
Okay.
All right. And you did say that these were gifts, you know, for some children, stuff like that. What I can do for the order that you...
We've all of a sudden have a bad connection. I can barely hear you.
No, I do apologize.
Can you disconnect and come back again?
No, you would have to disconnect and recall.
All right.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay, let me put you on a brief hold for 1 second. Let me see if it's on my end and maybe we can get the connection straightened out, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you. All right, I'm back. Mr. Rosenberg, is our connection any better? Can you hear me?
It is, yes.
All right, great, good. I'm glad I was able to fix that. Okay, so as I stated before, you know, it's two different transactions, so we're going to have to, like, address one, and then we'll go ahead and go in and address the other.
All right.
Now, for today's order.
Okay.
You did mention that, you know, you was getting them as gifts or, you know, for children and stuff like that.
That was my intention.
Exactly. Okay. When you were when it was giving you the information for the 14-day trial, it also gave you the option to look at your terms and conditions. It'll ask you if you're 18 years of age or older, and did you read and consent to these conditions? Most of us just click yes and we keep going. We never really do look at those terms and conditions of what we're agreeing to, okay? So
it did not ask me to click on anything to agree.
All right.
But regardless, I'm still going to count. I'm within my 14 days on both. I'm canceling them both.
Okay. So what I can do for today's products that you did order. Of course, we don't want to lose anybody as a customer. And these watches, you know, they're great for keeping up with your steps, your sleep patterns, oxygen, and different things like that. So if you were still interested in getting these products for the children, what I could do is offer you a 35% discount off what the normal charge would be.
No, thank you.
All right. Let me go ahead and notate your account. I'm going to put you on a brief hold for just a moment, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Rosenberg. I appreciate your patience. Thank you so much for holding, Mr. Rosenberg. I was speaking with my supervisor. And as we were going over your account, you know, these are valid, you know, it is a valid charge, which you did sign up for. You did agree to the terms and conditions. Of course, we never want to lose anybody as a customer. So she did ask me to offer you a 50% discount,
no,
which is her
you.
Friends and family.
No, thank you.
A discount.
No, thank you. I want to cancel them both. Let's just get to it.
All right. Let me place you on a brief hold.
Why?
All right. All right, Mr. Rosenberg, I'm going to go ahead and to keep you from receiving any future charges, what I'm going to need for you to do is you're going to need to send back that first set of products that you received.
Correct.
The watch. Uh-huh. And you'll have to send it back, and we'll have to receive it within 7 days. So you need to send that back as soon as possible. As soon as we receive it,
I didn't even
refund,
get it in 7 days. So what if it makes it an 8? What if I send it today and it makes it an 8? You're going to charge me?
No, as long as the date on the shipment shows that it's been sent out within 7 days of this discussion,
okay.
Then you will receive your, you won't be billed for it. Because right now the only thing that you were charged for was the 14-day free trial. And we don't want to bill you for the watches because
and
you clearly don't want
warranty.
The watches. Yes, exactly. So what you would have to do is make sure that sometime today or in the morning that you get out one of these days and send it back to us.
And where am I shipping it to?
If you'll hold for a brief moment, I can get that information for you, okay?
Is the only way you can do all this is to put me on hold?
Well, yes,
sir. You don't have the shipping information in front of you where I need to send it back?
No, sir, because I'm actually going between two separate orders that you did. I'm trying to handle two separate transactions at one time.
But we're dealing one at a time.
That's correct. However,
put me on hold and do what you need to do and then come back and let's get this finished.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your patience and holding for me. Yeah, it was quite challenging jumping between the two accounts. However, I was able to cancel both accounts. All right. You do have, like I stated, 7 days to send back the product. So you do have up until the 9th, okay? So make sure that they're post-dated by the 9th. You do send them back. Once we receive them, then you will have a refund to your account that will be issued within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Now, what about my previous question?
And that was?
Where am I sending it to? I know. You got to put me on hold again.
All right. I'm still collecting that information. All right. Do you have a pen and paper available for the address?
Yes.
All right. The address is 11551 E as in Edward, 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Okay.
All right. And I also have a cancellation ID number for you.
Okay.
That is C115870.
Okay.
All right.
Now that's for the first order.
That's correct.
Okay.
For the second order, it will be C64268663267.
Okay, so that number is twice as long as the first cancellation number you gave me.
That's correct.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I can help you with today, Mr. Rosenberg?
No, thank you.
All right, well, I do appreciate your patience. And as always, thank you for calling customer service. And have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.